Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Attraction HQ podcast, where we look at love, sex, dating, relationships, how you can have more of them, how they can be better quality, how you can feel inspired and become a better person within yourself by ignoring conventional dating advice, taking outside strategies and perspectives, and striving to become the most real, authentic, honest, and sexiest version of yourself. Hi guys, and welcome to another Attraction HQ podcast. As you know, on this podcast, we always like to take I always like to take an interesting and different perspective into love, sex, dating, and relationships. So if you're looking for a few chat-up lines, you're in the wrong place. If you want to re-examine your dating and love life from the inside out and actually do some stuff that will really help you to change your relationships with women and think about differently, welcome home. Today, I am joined by my lovely friend. I call everyone my friend. I should probably stop doing that. It's over-familiar. Her name is Miss Jo Weber. And Jo has an amazing app called Queer Booth because Jo likes ladies.
Yes, I do.
Well, hey, who says this podcast is boring? And kind of why I wanted to get Jo in is I met her through the bisexual, bicurious women's scene through a group called Skirt Club, which is a party just for bisexual, bicurious women, which Jo always has more than a fabulous time at. So with that, what I want to talk to you guys really is, I know that you might be interested to know about, you know, how women relate to one another. We also want to pick up on if you meet, you know, a woman who likes other women and you kind of want to talk to her about sex or sexuality, how can you do that in a way that will make her your best friend and not think you're a weird, creepy guy? So that's one thing we want to talk about. And the other thing I want to touch on really is sometimes I get, I would say genuinely hilarious to me, but probably not meant that way, sort of messages and questions, something to the effect of, there's these two girls, I fancy them both, they're friends, how can I have a threesome with both of them? And Jo's wincing at this stage.
There is wincing.
So with that, the thing really here is that we want to a woman, or to us, we're listening to this as a, I've had sexual experiences with women. I go up and down though. Sometimes I think I'm bisexual, bicurious. Other times I'm like, no, I'm straight. I'm just curious. Jo is obviously interested just in women. And to us, when you listen to a question like that, it's like, oh my God, how can a man think that that's even a thing? But I get, you're there like, that's what probably a lot of pop culture or society has told you, that, you know what, two female friends, you're the best flirt in the world. You've got a few cocktails, one thing leads to another, and you're in a hot tub and everyone's naked. And that does, of course, happen sometimes, but it's not really, that's not really why a woman will have a threesome with you or why two women will sleep with each other. So it's good to know it's not about how fabulous you are or how much of a good flirt you are or all these other egocentric things. In fact, female sexuality is a whole different ballpark, and that's why I wanted to bring to you Jo, really, to talk a little bit about how, when there are two women together and they are sexually attracted to one another and there's something else going on there, how it really, it's often not about them both madly fancying the guy and then putting on a performance for him. And if they do that, they're insane anyway and probably worth avoiding. What? Am I being too brutal?
There is a bit of brutality there. I think it really depends on context and also whether these women have been brought together by the guy who's kind of like the figurehead at the centre of it,
mm-hmm.
or whether they're two friends who have kind of developed an affection for each other, which will usually be an emotional, cerebral connection,
right.
in addition to any physical attraction as well, and whether that's kind of grown organically. And I guess for the guy, in some cases, he'll want to assert his sort of manliness, assert his kind of central position at the in the middle of this. But I think that sometimes for a guy to be involved in this sort of three-way scenario, it needs to be a bit more organic. So right. the guy sort of backing off a bit, allowing the two women to kind of, you know, I guess, talk, kind of flirt, sort of be a bit more organic. And then perhaps at some point there might be a scenario where he's invited to join in. But right. if he's too assertive and it feels too staged and too much of a performance, then I think it will play out like that and it won't necessarily be enjoyable for him and also the two women.
Right.
It might not play out.
I think that's so accurate what you're saying, that if sex is a performance and it's not organic,
exactly.
it's crap. Like, it doesn't matter. You can add like four more people in there mm-hmm. and it can still be, the multiples just, it'll just get worse. It'll just be more worse and more awkward. It doesn't mean that like threesome does not equal great sex.
Well, three is a really awkward number at times. Especially, it really is. I prefer a sort of an even number kind of ratio by and large, but I think that if there's two women, especially these women haven't been intimate with, right. with another woman before, the guy could quite often be excluded, and then, you know, he might be skulking around in a bathroom or something, just sort of hanging out while the two girls are really getting, you know, better acquainted.
Yeah, and it can actually, as a, you know, I've had threesomes with, you know, a guy and a girl.
Sure.
That's my only form of threesome I think I've ever, yeah, just double checking my
okay.
memory that I've ever had. I've never had two women or two guys. And in that,
add that to the bucket list.
Oh my God, I don't know. I'm reformed. I kind of just want to go to have babies and pick apples these days. Honestly, that's it. I'm done.
Fair enough.
However, what I would say in all those scenarios, you'd think it's like the man's like perfect dream scenario. And often, I'll tell you what actually happens. The guy feels a bit weirded out / emasculated by the fact there's two women.
It's the emasculation, absolutely.
That are really, they're getting into it. They can please one another. And it's like, ooh, there's like three bodies. Like, okay, there are some positions that kind of work with that, but a lot of the time it becomes a bit, it's difficult mm-hmm. to include all people equally and make
Absolutely.
Them feel equally treasured. And there is sometimes I have had that skulking around the outside episode where maybe I've been with a woman and
yeah.
it's been really, I've been really getting into it, and the guy's looking at it like, ooh, I don't really understand this. I don't know how to get involved. I don't really feel fully in control of this situation. And so it's
Absolutely.
Not the most, first of all, you shouldn't overvalue it. And I think the other thing you said that was amazing was about how organic it is. And in fact, a lot of it is, I think what you were saying is that it's not about kind of asserting yourself too much or doing anything too pushy or trying to direct a situation. A lot of the time, if you're backing off and you allow women to get into their sexuality independently and make that cerebral connection.
Yeah, and the thing that I would have to add, if it's a boyfriend and girlfriend scenario and they're bringing a girl in, obviously the boyfriend and girlfriend have that level of kind of physical and emotional connectivity. But with the new girl, I think it's important for the boyfriend to sort of approach her in quite an just like a very like genuine way and mm-hmm. actually talk to her and say, are you comfortable? How can I kind of allay any fears or kind of reservations you might have? And there's always the fear that the girlfriend might be jealous of that connection.
Right.
But I think that women, obviously by proxy, by nature, are more emotional creatures. So I think that being comfortable in a scenario, I mean, if it's at their house or somebody else's house, I think is really, really important to get that flow, because it really is about that flow. Once you're out of rhythm, especially in a three-way scenario, it's really hard to clamber back and not avoid skulking about in that bathroom.
Yeah, so I think if you are in a relationship with a woman already and you kind of, this is something you're interested in, obviously the obvious word here is boundaries.
Exactly.
Like, work out who can put what where way ahead of time.
Yeah.
No, because I've seen couples that have clearly worked out ahead of time mm-hmm. that okay, you're allowed to do this, but you're not allowed to mm-hmm. penetrate there. And like, everyone mm-hmm. will have their own sensitivities about it, and obviously respect your partner's sensitivities. I also think whenever I've participated in an experience like that, it's been because I've really trusted the other woman. I hadn't thought that she was trying to steal my man or was trying to outperform me. Because
exactly.
again,
exactly.
rubbish energy to bring into any kind of sexual engagement, right? I felt like, I really like this girl. She's really cool. She's not trying to interfere. I trust her. It's actually, we have a great kind of connection and chemistry. And hey, because I like her so much, I trust her and she's pretty open-minded, no big deal really to loop the guy in on Absolutely. This scenario. And that's, so it's all about that personal connection and the dynamic between the two women, trust and security. This is it from a female perspective, rather than performance-driven, like, American psycho sex.
Perfectly summarized.
Right. So I think that when you're thinking about this, if you're, you know, I would say a couple of things, you know, if you're thinking about this with your girlfriend, I would make her the initiator or the thought leader in this sense. Some women are just not going to ever want to do that. Like right now, done it in the past, right now, would I do it again? Unsure. Particularly if I was in a, you know, a relationship with a guy, I don't think I would. And that might be surprising because you might think, well, you've had all these sexual experiences and done all this provocative stuff in the, well, sort of, but you know, that's not a prerequisite for signing up to do that all the time. And you know what, she might have mentioned it to you when you were dating early on that she's had a fantasy. Yeah, and then as the emotion, the relationship is solidified, is totally not interested, and you have to respect that.
And I think you've touched on a really important point, which is around relationship status and whether a relationship starts as monogamous and then they have a conversation to maybe open things up, or whether they start as being more of a polyamorous couple so that these sort of things, these scenarios will invariably happen. So I think understanding those boundaries and the status of the relationship in the broader spectrum is really important.
Yeah, and I do think that can shift as well. Or the
quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Emotionally, the woman can feel like it's shifted.
It can shift, and it's so important to check in with your partner just to make sure that, is that okay? Is that okay? These are really plausible questions.
Yeah.
As you evolve as beings, we're all, you know, busy people. You know, the city life is very fast-paced. It's just about checking in and seeing how everybody's boundaries set.
Right, because, I mean, I've literally had guys say to me, I name no names, though I wish I could. I've literally had guys say to me in the past, like, hang on, but you did that thing about bisexuality, he's literally, quote, you can't just go from the girl that's done a show about being bi-curious to wanting to have a monogamous relationship. And in my mind, I'm like, yes, I bleep, 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 can. I guess I fucking can. I'm going to mark this podcast as explicit. That's it. Ruined it already. Cool. But it's true. Like, you know, people mature and develop, and, you know, people go through phases of being more monogamous or more poly.
Absolutely.
And particularly with women, I think you have to let them know what they're comfortable with. So if she's not having it, just bloody, you know, leave it. Leave it alone. And or find, if it's really that important to you, find someone else who's open to it, you know, and, you know, dismantle your relationship first. But
and the only other final point to add is that there are lots of, like, groups. So you don't actually necessarily have to go to a bar and pick somebody up or be in that sort of environment. You can go to groups. There are lots of like-minded people. You can
right.
go to workshops and seminars to kind of have that education before you make the decision to go on that journey together.
Right, exactly. And nothing has to change fundamentally between the two of you to do it. Sometimes as well, I'm probably like making sense. Sometimes threesomes can be really, really fun and really amazing. But I think the key points are both partners are equally on board. So it's not you orchestrating something between two girls. Like, if you're in that zone, this is your ego, just chuck it out of the door, because it will lead you a cropper eventually. So just stuff that. Instead, if you get into the zone where you're like, I'm really going to listen to people, I'm going to seek out like-minded people who want the same kind of lifestyle as me, I'm going to be really upfront and honest about what I want and what I'm looking for, then magnetically you can have a really free, open, fun, sexy life if that's what you want right now. But just also respect that not everybody else is going to be in that zone, and what you're looking for is for other people to be in that zone and to be open and to be communicative, and for the two women particularly involved to have that emotional bond and have that trust between one another. So you know you're getting it right when everyone's completely honest, everyone's totally up for it, everybody fully trusts, or, you know, has a strong degree of trust with one another. And it's a collaborative experience, potentially with the two women in the beginning really connecting and leading things, and then you being invited to participate in their sexual energy, in their chemistry. This is fabulous. If you don't think this exists, and you think instead you have to do something else like a con or get, that's not true. Like, it definitely exists, and you just maybe need to readjust where you're looking to meet people and meet more like-minded people, because you don't need to con or trick anyone into doing anything. There's enough people that are open-minded and up for stuff. You just need to find the right ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
Any other... before we go, I have to say this. Any other words? Because I just wanted to say one other little thing in this podcast, which I love talking about threesomes. I think I could go on about this for ages, you know. If I get into too many anecdotes then, and we'd be in trouble. You also mentioned that you have a lot of... your straight male friends that are your husbands.
I've got the most incredible straight male friends. I'm gay. I've been out for about 15 years now, kind of telling my age there. But what's really, really important to me is my straight male friends. They're very protective, they're very nurturing, and I talk to them freely. And sometimes they feel perhaps a bit inhibited, like they're unable to talk to their wives or their girlfriends about certain topics, usually sort of around sexual stuff, but also kind of around gender. And they feel really, really comfortable with me. The girlfriends and the wives don't feel threatened because I don't fancy them. And the other really nice aspect is that none of them have ever kind of professed their love, or they've never overstepped that boundary, because I've been very, very clear that this is a very, very deep friendship.
Yeah. And I think what's amazing is I often tell my guys, my podcast listeners, that actually, you know, with every woman you meet, it's not always about finding women to have sex with or to date. Actually, building a really great support network of women, really strong social circles, well, honestly, they will supply so many of your emotional needs and your needs for companionship and support, that you'll become way less needy and much more clear-headed around sexuality and for the women you're supposed to date. So can't emphasize it enough. If you don't have those female relationships in your life that are platonic, they're well worth building. Now, if a man is to meet a woman who is definitely off the market to them because she only likes girls, is there sort of some do's or don'ts that you could quickly give the guys about how to sort of engage you in conversation without sounding like weird?
I think asking genuine kind of non-creepy sounding questions. A lot of guys are going to have questions about lesbian sex. I've got no problem answering them in a very, very clear and overt manner. I won't be answering them now. but it's asking the same kind of questions and then, oh, but have you thought about me in that scenario? Or have you thought about like sort of some sort of male kind of male member or something? It's about asking things in just like a really level tone without sounding creepy. Or if I think they want to get into my pants, then I'm gonna back off and I'm gonna retreat, because that's not the energy that I'm giving. And I think that oftentimes guys have overstepped the mark. And I'm not talking about my husband's here in quotes, but kind of strangers have started with being like, oh, you're feminine, you're a lesbian, that's cool, tell me a bit more about you. But perhaps as the evening's worn on, it's become clear that what they're thinking is, it's because you haven't had me yet. It's because you haven't had that scenario yet. And that's when the kind of the barriers go up a little bit. And I'm like, dude, seriously,
I've thought about this.
I've thought about it at length. I've got fantastic men in my life, but actually, I was born this way, baby. So it's, you know, men are incredibly important to me. You know,
but I think it's a lovely message as well, because I think there's a misconception that like it's women who like women, just we hate men, or no, feminists are not anti-men.
That's something from a generation I think before me, and the men in my life are hugely powerful, and I'll go to them in a crisis as much as any of my female friends.
Right, and I think a good little technical tip for how you can put across that. I always find that when you pose a question like, oh, so how do you make a girl come? Also, what's sex with a woman like? It's going to immediately sound like...
It's the phrasing. Thing. It's the right. phrasing of it.
That's However, key. I think what I actually... Here's the thing. I like kind of humble and vulnerable and openness in men. I think that's the beautiful
it's
quality.
Beautiful.
If a guy is vulnerable with me, I'm like, I love it. So what I would say is, if you could say, look, hey, I hope you don't mind me asking your opinion on this. You know, I would really like your perspective. I just had this scenario. I wanted to bounce some ideas or, you know,
it's that preamble that makes me feel comfortable. Maybe that's a personality type because I prefer, I like manners and I like that sort of right. stuff spoken a bit more.
Yeah. And I think if you ask for advice and you're a bit deferential, actually if it's the beginning of a social relationship and you haven't got, like if you know someone well, you can get right into it, can't you? Just say what you want. But in the beginning, you're so right, the preamble, explaining and justifying your perspective and letting her know where you're at before you go into the questions and seeking advice. You know, sometimes there's a phrase which doesn't exactly apply here, but sort of applies. It says, if you ask for money, you'll get advice. If you ask for advice, you'll get money. So the thing is, sometimes if you come in actually at a supplicative angle, you actually are given the gold that you want. It's actually if you go in a demanding way, you'll be sent away.
Exactly. Great line, I'm going to use that. Thank you,
use it again. My pleasure. So we do, I have to say, it's been, I think we've got a lot of good intel for the guys, you know. So if you like this stuff, please comment and say, hey, we want more interviews from the female perspective, because I like getting female voices on here as well. It's amazing. Of course, if you like what we've got to say, please subscribe. If you think, oh, this is interesting, or topic of threesomes, I like that perspective, share the podcast. You know, if you've hated everything we've said, just comment, you know, say these two women are crazy cray. And I would also say, just a shout out as well. So, you know, Jo has got an awesome little app. It's called Queer Booth. I've had a play on it, and it basically involves you uploading a photo, right? And then you can adjust it.
Exactly. You can choose from a range of lesbian, gay, bi, transgender inspired looks. We've got 15 different looks, and you can drag and drop like hats, scarves, like necklaces, and then share with friends. It's super fun, and it's available on the App Store.
Amazing.
Soon to be on Android.
Okay, amazing. All right, well, if you've liked and you're interested to hear more as well, please hop over to my Love HQ podcast, my more girl, female orientated things. I'm going to have Jo on there in a second for another show. And thank you again for your listenership. I really appreciate it. I do this podcast basically for the love. It's completely for free and I get no pay for it, but it just is like my resistance radio, where I get to talk about stuff that I think is really important to make sure that we're looking at dating, sex and relationships in the right way. So I hope to see you again next week, guys. It's been a pleasure. Take care.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Thank you for listening to my podcast today. If you want to find out more about me, please head to hayleyquinn.com/club, where I have a free 30-day membership available for you to my exclusive subscribers club. You can also catch up with me on YouTube at HayleyQuinnXX, on Instagram as HayleyQuinnX, and on Twitter as plain old Hayley Quinn. I'd love to hear your feedback on the show. Please engage with me, please reach out, and thank you again for your support.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.